Once again this week, many of you are writing to tell us about our political coverage. In fact, your emails about one story inspired us to do a follow-up interview about a critical issue in this election, how the candidates differ on getting international support for a preemptive strike. In a few minutes, we'll get back to that subject, but first, your comments on other stories.
We'll start with some corrections here. In a story about the marketing of elaborate tax shelters, we incorrectly reported that William Seipel is suing the Ernst & Young accounting firm. In reality, Mr. Seipel is suing the bank and law firm that set up the shelter that he used.
Another correction comes from Lance Van Auken. He's a spokesman for Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. In a report about Chinese athletes, he heard an interviewee say that there were no Little League programs in China. Not true, he writes. We've had chartered Little League programs in China for more than 10 years. The city of Beijing, he adds, has, count them, 29 teams.
Many listeners to Morning Edition heard a mistake in our story about faith and politics in two Pennsylvania churches. The story correctly reported that the pastor in one of the churches gave a sermon about Lazarus. But as you pointed out, there are two men named Lazarus in the New Testament, each with his own story. I should have been listening more closely in church. I confused the two stories. The pastor told the parable of Lazarus, a poor man who went to heaven. A rich man who refused to help him went to hell.
Michael Fishback of Ashland, Virginia writes, "While I dearly love Morning Edition, I must criticize your apparent choice to highlight only the stances on the issues advocated by the Republican and Democratic parties. I would have thought NPR would have challenged the convention of focusing only on these two, bringing us as well the stances of other candidates and parties, Green, Libertarian, and so forth." Michael Fishback continues, "If you tally up third-party votes, voters who don't bother to vote and those who don't even register, this large percentage of the population is clearly sick of the status quo and ready for change."
Unil Paul of Sunnyvale, California, wrote us to say, "I was extremely disappointed at the report on the ongoing Florida election controversy. You provided Governor Jeb Bush with the microphone for extended quotes on his side of the story, including unsubstantiated attacks on the integrity of former President Carter, without any quotes from an opposing viewpoint." And Carrie Moncrief of Newcastle, Indiana adds, "I have every confidence that Florida will again be the center of controversy since Governor Bush obviously believes himself infallible."